ladies and gentlemen, I'm Justin DePlanis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I tell you what, I say it all the time, I enjoy doing this little 5-minute segment because what happens is it creates faith. And without faith, you can't do a thing. But if you got faith, you can do everything. I want to ask you a question today. Do you ever get stale in your Christianity? Now, let me explain that for a minute. I remember years ago when I was a kid, they used to give day-old donuts away. I don't know if they do that anymore. You know, it was a donut shop, and we know where we live, and you could get as many as you want. They didn't sell stale. But when I ate them, they were stale. And I thought, and I'm glad I had it, because that's the only time we had something sweet to eat, as far as that was concerned. Because we were raised very, very poor. Wasn't ashamed of that. Mom and Dad did the best we can. Or day-old bread, I don't know if they still do that. You know, some people and things of that nature. And we would get that and we'd eat it and things of that nature. And thank God we had it. But you know what? I find that a lot of times people get stale in their Christianity. Why? Well, first thing first is Christianity. The Christ in you, is he first in your life? Or is he 50th? Well, how do you keep Christ first? Here's a wonderful scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The reason why Christianity gets stale, because people quit studying. Before you know it, they're wrongly dividing the word of truth. And all of a sudden they said, I tried that stuff, it didn't work. Trying never gets anything done. I'm not trying to do this faith to facts. I am doing it. You see what I'm saying? And when you understand it, I study. Not only do I read about it, I study and I get it inside me. And it keeps my Christianity fresh. You want to keep your marriage fresh? How do you do that? You pay attention to each other. Instead of you going one way, she go the other, and you don't hardly ever talk to each other. You pay attention to each other. And say some nice things to each other. Instead of always maybe, because you know, the world's tough. Things are not easy in life. But if you'll do that, my God, it's a wonderful thing. I think every wife likes to be told she looks nice. Oh, you know, she smells good. Whatever you want to do, I don't know. Whatever. Or that you love her, whatever. They like hearing that because faith comes by hearing, see. And it will help you and bless you. And people say, but you don't ever seem to get, you never thought about backsliding to what? What would I backslide to? Man, I'm glad Jesus bore my sin, washed it away. That's a scripture I want to read, Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Watch this. I love this last statement. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. There are times of refreshing, you know, and when you're refreshed, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Yeah, so I wait for it every day, and I get refreshings every day. I don't have time to be sad, sick, discouraged, despondent, broke, busted. And there's a lot of trouble around me at all times. So what? I don't deny it. I deny it's right. Why? Because I faith the fact that the times of refreshing are mine. Not the troubles in the world, the times of refreshing. But I can walk through trouble even when I'm refreshed. Isn't that a blessing of God? Oh, I never forget years ago, man, I'd be running down by my home on Armand Boulevard. And you know, it's hot here. It's Africa hot in July and August. And it'd be 98 degrees and 100% humidity, sweating like a Missouri mule, not just a regular mule, a Missouri mule. I don't know why they sweat more, but maybe they do. But a thunderstorm would come and all of a sudden, boom, the rain would hit me. And I get soaking wet, and I'd go like that. I immediately cooled off. It wasn't hard to jog no more because the water refreshed me. And I'd hear it coming out of my shoes, stepping in puddles, but I was refreshed. That's how you don't get stale in your Christianity. Because let me tell you something. It may be tough, but there's a storm of refreshing that'll cool you off and you'll complete your destiny and you shall reach your destination. think about it.